help us out with this is Emma White. And Emma White has been involved in the food industry for quite a while, almost two decades, and she's on the line right now. It's a very good morning to you. Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, this is a problem because it, depending on where you go, they're called different things, aren't they? The potato scallop and the normal scallop?
Yeah, they are. There's lots of controversy over what we call a potato scallop, potato cake, potato fritter. I think it's, it brings out a lot of diversity within the country.
It certainly does. And it depends where you go too, because in New South Wales, we normally ask for a scallop and it's a potato scallop. But in Victoria, apparently they call them potato cakes. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we've always called them potato cakes. And yeah, that's obviously something that we've grown up with. And I didn't realise that there was such a scallop is, a seafood opposed to a potato. But, yeah, everyone calls it extremely differently. I think, over in WA they call it, like, the potato, the big chip.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, across to New Zealand they call them fritters, and some in South Australia call it fritters. But, yeah, it's all a mixed bag. I think it's it brings in – it's great talking point, let's put it that way.
It is. That's what we're talking about this one. And with your experience in the food industry, are there edibles that people go in and ask for and they get something totally different that you found?
No. This one's probably the biggest one that I've noticed because, I bought out the mini potato cake in Coles in the freezer section and the comments we got back is like, I'm not eating it because it's not a potato cake, it's a potato scallop. Change the name. I don't think you're ever gonna suit everyone's needs. And because we're based in Victoria, that's all I know. And had no idea that was an issue.
Yeah. Because you've been putting concepts together for food for a long, long time. And at the moment you're involved in the Why Meat Company, right?
Yeah. So the Why Meat Co. Was born 2-3 years ago out of a trip to the States, noticing that sustainability of food and the population's not going to, like, it's going to be difficult in 2050. Mm-hmm. So we've got the alternate proteins, pea protein based sausage rolls and party pies. So, it's giving consumers alternatives to regular meat products. And I think what better way to do it is to give it in a party environment or in a social environment where we do love to get together as family, friends, birthdays and so forth. And I think, if we're a little bit more consciously aware of where things are coming from and what we're putting in our mouths, I think it's going to help. And I think right now with the environment that we're all living in with floods and stuff, we really need to start supporting local manufacturing and local farmers.
Absolutely. Now, particularly in the Southern Highlands, they love growing potatoes. And very good morning to the Hill family that are listening in. Why do you think we Aussies love our potatoes?
I just think we've all grown up with it. I grew up with it when I was younger in the 80s with the meat and fruit veg kind of option, the versatility of the product, the potato. So it can be a roast potato, it can be a jacketed potato with some coleslaw and cheese, or it could be a potato cake or even a potato chip. We all love potato chips. So I think, we've just, it's been ingrained in us from a very young age, and it's good to see that the potato is becoming, let's say, the hero at the moment, because it always was just an extra thing that you added to a dish, whereas now you can actually make it the hero of your dish.
And relatively cheap too, with all the other fruit and vegetables when you compare the price.
Well, it's relatively easy to grow within the ground, and the incubation period's a lot shorter. Yeah. But obviously now with the floods, I mean, Tasmania is our biggest growing region of potatoes. They're being hit really badly. South Australia and Western Victoria as well have been hit really badly from a potato perspective. And I think, it's going to be a challenge from a pricing perspective, but yeah, they are relatively more cheaper than broccoli or lettuce or cabbage. But yeah, I think it's a fun time to be in the industry. It's a fun time to educate consumers of where their products are coming from and what you can use with that particular ingredient.
Absolutely. If people want to find out more about you and the Why Me Company, how can they do that are listening in this morning?
I can go to thewhymeatcompany.com.au, which is our website, or just type in the Why Meat Company. Or alternatively, you can just go into either Coles or Woolworths. Coles hold our mini potato cakes, and Woolworths hold our plant-based sausage rolls and party pies. So,
good on you.
Yeah, enjoy, guys.
Okay, great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having me.
No worries.